Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Nick Kieser here with you on this Thursday morning. Preds back in action tonight at Bridgestone Arena, taking on the Tampa Bay Lightning. Puck drop 7 o'clock, pregame 6 o'clock here on 102.5, 106.3 The Game. And to help us talk more about that, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And welcome in Predators head coach, Andrew Brunette. Andrew, good morning. How are things going?
Hi, guys. Going good. Good.
Appreciate you taking time to be with us. From your standpoint, look, I'm getting kind of exhausted, like just watching you guys play as much hockey as you've played in the last 3 weeks. How's it feel to be a part of it? And have you sensed some fatigue setting in?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, it's been a grind. Last 3 weeks, and got a tough week here this week. So kind of wrap it up in Tuesday in a 14-26 or whatever it was. And it's a lot of games. I thought saw a little bit of the remnants of that with our group on Tuesday. Didn't quite have the same energy we had on the weekend, but it's a grind. Every team's got to go through it. We're in it right now, and got some points on the road, which is big, and got a big home game here before we go on for two.
8 of the last 10, Andrew. So, what if there's one thing you're pointing to right now that has elevated in this stretch? What would it be?
Oh, good question. I think our goaltending has been really good the last 10. And I think just maybe the comprehension, it just feels like we're competing a little harder or a little more sure of how we want to play as a group. Our identity's like carved into itself a little bit. When we play a certain way, we're effective. And I think the group seeing that, we didn't get the results early, but they stuck with it. Now we're getting bounces like the other night against Chicago. And when you do the right things, a lot of times the right things follow. So we've been in a pretty good groove. But again, in this game, it's day-to-day, especially with this many games. You can't get too comfortable by your last 10, because number 11 tonight is a real tough one.
So when you talk about more sure of yourselves, I think of system, but then also there's just like certain things that you have to do in this game no matter what your system is. So is it more one than the other?
Yeah, I think it's probably a little bit of both, a little bit of trust. I think it was a change for a lot of our guys, and it was a little bit uncomfortable, and they weren't, we weren't quite sure. And that goes from we've got some new players to a new way of playing a little bit. And I think we were just starting to have a little more faith in what we're doing together collectively as a group.
Andrew, on the Ryan McDonough front, it's been really interesting to watch him and Yossi play together. They've been, I think, really effective for your guys. But as a coach, having a guy like McDonough that just seems to make the right play every time, we were just talking about that a few minutes ago, what's that like as a coach? What's been your view of just Ryan McDonough and what he adds to your lineup on a nightly basis that maybe goes a little bit unnoticed to the casual eye or to the average fan?
Well, actually, even the retract of my statement, I guess the last 10 to have Ryan back has probably been one of the biggest reasons that we're able to go on this run. It just solidifies the back end. His experience, he's been there multiple times. He's won, at every level. He's just a winner. He's kind of one of those serial winners that knows how to do things the right way, knows how to close out games, knows when to put his body on the line, knows when to call out teammates, knows when to, to lead by example and to lead vocally. So he's been really important to this group. And when he's out there, it's a little bit of that calming effect, I think, even as a coaching staff, but I think even as that whole group. It could be chaos around, and he always seems to keep his poise and make the right play. And very underrated. I was very familiar with him for years and years, going back to Minnesota when I remember watching him in high school. And then we had all those when I was in Florida, really intense playoff games and regular season games. And I really appreciated how good he was and how solid he was in the big moments. So he's to retract my statement from a little earlier, he's one of the big reasons we're at where we're at.
Talking to Preds coach Andrew Brunette. So obviously, Andrew, you focus on the day-to-day, and it's the next game, and it's a big one tonight. We sit here and talk about, big picture and off-season and whatever. We were just talking about, like, the benefit for this team if you guys can hang in and be in a – certainly in playoff games, but even in a playoff race late. Like, what does that do in particular for young players if you can be in something like that, maybe a little bit ahead of schedule?
Well, I think it's always invaluable experience to go through those kind of things because the pressure intensifies. The games become faster and more competitive and harder to play. So I think if you get the experience to go through it, the more you do it, the more you understand it, the easier it becomes in a lot of ways, as corny as that sounds. But I think a lot of the groups, some of our younger guys went through it last year, and I think if we go through it again this year, it'll be even better for it. And you always want to be in that grind at the end of the year, because that's the best time to play hockey. And once you're in the playoffs, you never know what happens. So I think as a coach, like you said, I'm just living with your Tampa. It was a real tough challenge. And, you know, and then I know we had a hard weekend here. So I'm not looking too far down the road. But if you're asking as a player, as a coach, it's invaluable experience that you can't trade. You can't say November games are the same as March games, because they're not. And to understand how to play to March is how do you win Stanley Cups.
Andrew Burnett with us here on Robbie and Rex Road. So, Andrew, you know, obviously there's familiarity that you had coming into this season with Derek McKenzie and the relationship there. What have you learned about Hinote and Richards as a coach with you on your staff? I know you played with Hinote in your playing days, but what's that process been like, getting to know those guys and obviously forming relationships with them as you're trying to coach and bring in this new system on the fly?
Oh, it's been easy transition. You know, obviously, past relationship with Danny and playing with him and keeping in touch with him over the years, and still in a fantasy football league with him back from our Avalanche days. So we've kind of kept that connection going. And then Todd coached me for 2 years, so I'm very familiar with Todd. And every time I'd run into him, you know, always from afar, appreciated his work. The teams he's coached have always had a little bit of a consistency to them and a certain style to them. So it's been an easy transition. I think they've been they're willing to learn, to help, and they're tremendous people. So it's been easy.
So, Andrew, obviously in the last few days, situation with Tyson Barrie, you know, Barrie Trotz came on this station a couple days ago and made it clear. I mean, he wasn't happy, you know, basically that story got out. So that's a management side, but from the coaching side, you know, how have you handled a situation like this, which these situations sometimes come up, obviously?
Yeah, I mean, it's a difficult, it's not easy. It wasn't an easy decision with Tyson. I think he just wasn't playing up to my expectations. I thought he has another level to get to, and it's competitive back there with our D-Cor, you know, with Schenner getting back healthy and Mac got back healthy. And so it's hard. But I have to do what's right for the team. And I think taking Tyson out for a game just to try to rejuvenate him, try to get him going again, try to get him to play at the level that I truly believe he's capable of getting to. So I didn't look much past that. I know it's gone viral, and I know there's been a lot of noise outside our dressing room, and I can't control that. I can just control what I have. And with Tyson, he's still on this team, and he's a super guy, great teammate. At the end of the day, for me, I just needed him to play better, and it wasn't personal whatsoever. And it's our job to try to get him to play better. And I thought it's time. Other guys were playing better than he was. And as a coach, you have to do what's best for the whole team, not just one guy.
Well, Andrew, last thing here for you. You mentioned fantasy football. How's that going this year? You doing well? Bad year? How are things going?
You know
going?
What? I came out of the hop really fast. And just starting to fade here. I'm going to sneak in the playoffs, but I think I lost three in a row. So I had a great run early. Tough week last week. You know, I had Nathaniel Dell get hurt early on. Pat Mahomes wasn't great. You know, so it's been a grind. I gotta get my team regrouped here. We kind of have to get going. It's been
playoff time.
It's playoff time.
Like you said, you get in, you don't know what's going to happen.
That's right.
You know?
Yeah, I lost Stevens. I started Stevenson in New England. He got hurt, you know, early. So that's a tough week when that happens all in the first quarter with some of your guys. So
injury bug. Injury bug hitting it late. No, no question. Well, Andrew, appreciate you taking time to be with us. We'll talk to you a little bit later this morning at the morning skate. But thanks for being with us. Good luck tonight against Tampa, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys. Good hearing from you.
Absolutely. Predators head coach Andrew Burnett, our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road. Yeah, I will say, him and Trotz both pretty frank in terms of the Tyson Barrie discussion part of this. And, you know, obviously there is the management side, there's the coaching side, and those two things are kind of different in this situation in terms of how you view it. But, I mean Burnett there, I need him to play better. Like, that was my goal, need him to get him to play better. Right. And he got in there the other night when they went 7-D. We'll see if he's in there tonight, too.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. That's what preceded all of this, right?
It's
performance.
Exactly. So it's going to be interesting, you know. obviously all that's out there and it's swirling around right now. So is he going to play today? Is there a trade coming soon with Tyson Berry? Going to be interesting to see how that all shakes out here. Coming up next, it's time for the Rex Rant with Joe Rexroad. You can check it out every morning at 7:45 here on the program. We'll do that coming up next. This is Robbie and Rexroad, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.